It has been a tough year at Western Ontario, the University of Western Ontario, or I guess now called Western University. Allegations that 30 first-year students were roofied, drugged, some of them assaulted. Someone was killed. My nephew goes there. And many of my friends' kids go there. And then you get this story of Cadence Ball, a Western University first-year student. First year's supposed to be fun. And she was going to rent an apartment. She gets there. She's studying medical science. And the landlord takes a look at her and finds her, quote, she's got some tattoos, finds them, quote, scary, and says, you're out. I'm canceling you. You can't rent this place. Sorry, what? Now, what are her tattoos, you might ask? Well, why don't we find out? Cadence Ball joins us. Cadence, before I get to your story, which is like outrageous, how are you doing? Like, it has been a difficult year at Western, and I don't want to ignore that. It must be a hard first year for you.
Yeah, and like living off campus does make it a little easier because I am a little farther away from what's going on. But just like hearing the fear from the female students there is just crazy. Like I couldn't imagine what they're going through with that happening like in their backyard.
Yeah, I have a daughter in first year university at McGill. And I could tell you for her, even at that university, they thought like it is scary for first year for young women who are coming there finally after the pandemic, right? You want to have a good time, and you're dealing with that. And in the midst of this, then you're dealing with your own situation. So tell us a bit about what happened to you.
So I am originally from Regina, Saskatchewan. As soon as I got accepted in the Western, I was looking into places to live in London. And I had found this one and signed a lease with her. So there was, like, a lease signed, deposit sent over and everything. So, like, it was finalized, like, it was happening. And I went to introduce myself a day before I was going to move in. I think it was a couple days before I was supposed to move in. And then once I left there after talking with her a little bit, she just said, I don't want you living here anymore.
So you signed the lease. Had you paid a deposit yet?
Yeah, a deposit was sent over.
Okay, so you're renting a room in a house for $675 a month. You're going to Western. You're studying to become a doctor, I understand, your medical science program?
Yeah.
And you get to the apartment, you've paid money, you've signed a lease, and then you meet the landlord, and then why did they cancel your lease? What was the reason?
So I couldn't get a reason out of her when it happened. I asked her if there was anything I could do, if there was any explanation, and she wouldn't talk to me at all. But then when a reporter asked her for her like side of the story, I guess, she just said that it was because of the tattoos, and I was so, so scary.
You're scary. Now, there's some pictures. I think it's in a CBC article about you. Cadence, for people on radio, there's one, it looks like on your left shoulder, and it looks like a cherub, like one of those angels with wings, but with muscles, so kind of like a knockoff on those cherubs. Doesn't look that scary to me. What kind of tats do you have?
So I have that one, and then I just have on my right forearm, I believe it's a snake wrapped around a flower. And then I have some flowers on that same shoulder, and then just like smaller tattoos that aren't really like noticeable. They're just kind of like script on other places in my arms. So nothing too offensive, I guess.
I just want people to know, it's not like you have a swastika. It's not like you have hate speech. It's not like you have symbols of, you know, white power or... I don't know. There's nothing. I mean, these are just designs. It's not like there's no death. There's no, you know what I mean? I just want people to know. These are just like people have probably seen tattoos in like this a million times, right?
For sure.
No, I'm, by the way, I'm not knocking the originality of your tattoos, but you know what I mean? But they're not, they're because they're special, obviously, right? They're not, you obviously, they mean something to you, but I'm not saying that these are just knockoff tattoos. I'm just saying they're not political statements, are they?
No, none of them are.
This is outrageous. Now, the point is, it's illegal too, right? Like the Landlord-Tenant Act means you cannot discriminate based on a tattoo. In other words, they can't revoke it. What are your lawyers saying? Because it seems to me they cannot revoke a signed lease based on tattoos.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand where she's coming from in that, like, if I look a certain way, she doesn't want me living there. But that should have been discussed before a lease was signed and before everything was finalized. And most of the people I've talked to who have any background in any kind of legal scenario are saying that the best way to go about it is a small court's claim. There's nothing I could really do besides that. It's just kind of like she'd pay the difference in rent and the hotels and stuff before I could find a place. And that's about all I could do.
Are you going to take her to court, small claims court?
I don't think so. I have been looking into it and seeing like what the process would be, but I just don't know. Being a first-year university student in full-time classes is not easy, so.
So you're, yeah, you, being in first year, paying legal fees, but still it's outrageous. Like, so what are you going to do now? Do you have another place to live?
Yeah, so I did find another place to live. It's in a really nice neighborhood, and the bus stop takes me right to the university. So, like, I have everything set and good to go now.
Okay. Well, and now let me ask you something. Would you ever get a tattoo about the situation? Now you're like, okay.
I mean.
Now it's like, okay,
I mean,
lady.
If I could find something that goes with it, I guess I should, eh?
Yeah, like, why? This is your national news now. You're like, you know what? This is me. Because you know what? Part of this is you just, what's great about it, talk about it in education, standing up for your rights, right? Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't like the way I look? That's my body? Screw that. You can't deny my rights. This is a bit of an empowerment moment here.
Yeah, and especially with, like, the Tenant Act and stuff like that, it's very, like, especially in London, I've noticed with tenants and landlords, there just seems to be a lot of, like, I don't know if you could call it, like, under-the-ground shady stuff going on, just with trying to get extra money out of tenants or, like,
right. Well,
trying to get them out as soon as you can, if you'd, like, without reason, you know, things like that. And I just think
maybe
you're going
to law. Yeah, Cadence, it probably did. Maybe you'll go from medicine, you go to law. Standing up, Cadence Ball. Put it on. Cadence, listen, good luck. I'm glad things have worked out. Listen, stay safe there. That's the most important. Get a great education. Try to embrace it and enjoy it. But I think the best lesson in anything, stand up for yourself. And you've certainly done that. Cadence Ball from Western University, first year, speaking loud and proud. Thanks, Cadence.
Thank you.